Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Wayfair Inc. NYSE. Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 3, 2023 8 a.m. Eastern Time. In Q2 2023, second quarter of 2023, Wayfair Inc. reported positive adjusted EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, and positive free cash flow. The results were due to the company's strategy to lower costs, focus on quality, and increase customer and supplier loyalty. Despite average order values normalizing towards pre-COVID levels, Wayfair expects net revenue to return to positive year-over-year growth in Q3 2023. One of the key milestones in Q2 2023 was a gross margin above 30%, highest ever for the company, credited to more than 70 cost-saving initiatives. Customer service and merchant fees also showed leverage, decreasing to 4.3% of net revenue. On the other hand, advertising spending stood at 11.1% of net revenue. Challenges include balancing customer experience investment with ongoing structural improvements in gross margin and increasing attrition rates. For Q3 2023, the company forecasts a positive adjusted EBITDA margin in the low single-digit range and free cash flow around break-even. Wayfair also pointed out that its performance exceeded competition in Q2 2023 with net revenue down by 3% year-over-year compared to a category down by 10% to 20%. Wayfair managed to generate $128 million of positive adjusted EBITDA in this past quarter, while driving $108 million in revenue. The company said their gains in market share are sustainable and are coming from different areas of its business. Wayfair also managed to generate free cash flow in the same period, which it intends to keep doing. The company is capitalizing on generation artificial intelligence, AI, in various areas, including customer service, product descriptions and product tagging, and believes it has the potential to significantly change the customer experience in the future. However, despite this positive growth, Wayfair's international division is falling behind. Although the company says its strategy to strengthen unit economics at the expense of near-term revenue will make the segment stronger over time. The company reports that its business plans and growth are on track due to a strategic cycle of impressing customers so they become repeat customers. This has been made possible through their focus on offering a variety of quality products at great prices, with efficient delivery and impressive merchandising. One of the key performance indicators they monitor closely is the growth in the active customer number. However, despite positive trends, particularly around order volume, they noted that the demand was relatively weak and merely bumping along. The company continues to invest in improving customer experience, which it believes results in stronger repeat customer behavior. An example of this is the high number of downloads and usage of the Wayfair app. They have also been working on optimizing logistics costs through strategies such as pre-positioning goods directly from where they are manufactured and making the delivery network more efficient. They believe that these measures will also improve gross margins. The company intends to continue testing and refining their advertising strategies to improve return on investment. The company foresees a gross margin of about 30% for the third quarter. The key takeaways include: they maintain confidence in their testing strategy despite short-term revenue losses due to the discounts incorporated in the testing process. They believe the deflationary pressures are not temporary but rather a new normal that will continue, also suggesting that freight costs won't return to pandemic levels. The peak of excess inventory was in the summer of 2022, and suppliers have been working down that inventory since then. The company has been focusing on providing the best customer experience to win in a competitive market. Despite challenges like AOV compression, the company's margins remain healthy and growing. The company is offsetting AOV compression with increased order counts. They are heavily investing in AI technology, which they believe will lead to greater efficiency and cost savings in the long run. Their tech spending is not overly high due to partnerships with companies like Google or OpenAI that provide AI services and infrastructures. The positive points brought up were continuous strong demand across categories, the management's focus on improving the customer experience, investment in AI technology leading to greater efficiency and cost savings in the long run. Challenges to consider were short-term revenue losses during the testing of new strategies. Heavy competition in the retail market. Deflationary pressures and AOV compression.